USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Congressional leaders met again Tuesday to try to hammer out a deal on a coronavirus stimulus package and a spending bill to fund the government passed this week. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said he felt there was progress and that the group would meet again soon. He told reporters that Congress would not leave for a holiday break without a deal on a COVID relief bill.
And our job here is to guarantee that there's enough money to facilitate the delivery, as well as to do other things that we can agree on. And as I've said repeatedly, number one, we're not leaving here without a COVID package. Not going to happen.
The group is negotiating over two bills released this week by a bipartisan group of lawmakers, one that contains money for small businesses, unemployment insurance extension, schools, and vaccine distribution. The other contains the more contentious proposals, with $160 billion in aid for state and local governments and liability protections for businesses against COVID-related lawsuits. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
An FDA review of data from trials of Moderna's COVID vaccine confirmed that it is highly protective against the virus. The agency is expected to give the shot an emergency use approval by the end of the week, releasing a second vaccine into the national supply. Vice President Mike Pence toured a vaccine production facility in Bloomington, Indiana on Tuesday that will be part of Moderna's production chain when its vaccine receives approval. During a roundtable, he said that the nation can see light at the end of the pandemic tunnel.
We want to encourage the American people with that word. We want to build confidence about the use of the vaccine that continues to rise all across the country. We want to reassure people that as we see cases rising and hospitalization rising, that we're going to continue to work around the clock to make sure our hospitals have all the resources and the staffing needed to give your family the same level of care that we'd want a member of our family to have. So we see light at the end of the tunnel.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The coronavirus pandemic has led to rising food insecurity across the country this year. According to Feeding America, about 54 million people nationwide will not have adequate access to nutritious foods during the pandemic. Vice President and COO of Feeding America, Katie Fitzgerald, talks about some of the logistical challenges that Feeding America is facing.
Yeah, so there have been two sort of areas of major challenge. One in the supply chain, though the supply chain, the food supply chain is working far better now than in the early days of the pandemic. We continue to work very hard to get as much donated food from that supply chain as we can, and so we're and we have some federal commodity programs that are about to be reduced. So that is an area of great struggle that we're continuing to work hard on. And then the operating model, we are a network that relies on almost 2 million volunteers a month to get done what we do, and we're so grateful for that. But that, of course, has been a challenge as people have made very wise decisions about their own safety to stay home if they need to do that. So we've worked really hard to create low-touch, no-touch distributions, incredible safety protocols both in our warehouses as well as in the distribution lines, and we've really learned and adapted so quickly.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. The organization says they've handed out more than 4 billion meals from March to October of this year. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.